President Bush begins a European trip today. He'll mark the 60th anniversaries of the liberation of Rome and of the D-Day invasion. He is also working to repair relations with European allies who were angered by the war in Iraq. The president's first stop is Rome, where NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports on the reception he's likely to receive.
The center-right government of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is a strong U.S. ally, and Italy has the third largest troop contingent in Iraq, 3,000 soldiers. In his official encounters, the president will get red carpet treatment. But Italian public opinion, like that in most of Europe, was strongly opposed to the war in Iraq. On Wednesday, many anti-war activists were already out in the streets. Some waved rainbow peace banners, others, like Fabrizio De Sanctis, were more strident.
No Wolf, no Bush, no la guerra di Abina, no war for oil. Go home, Yankee, go home with Italians.
De Sanctis is a member of a fringe ultra-leftist party that vehemently opposes the U.S.-led war in Iraq. A party poster proclaims Rome rejects the Bush visit. Another poster of dead Iraqi children says it's Bush's fault. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected in Rome Friday. 10,000 police and army troops will be deployed in an effort to prevent the violent clashes that took place at the G8 meeting in Italy 3 years ago. President Bush is coming to Rome to mark the liberation of Italy from Nazism and fascism by American troops 60 years ago. Gratitude for that liberation poses a political dilemma for the moderate leftist opposition, says Franco Venturini, commentator for the daily Corriere della Sera.
The left, with the exception of the extreme left, is not participating even in demonstrations against the war. They are just staying away, giving freedom of decision to the people to avoid appearing anti-American.
Despite what are likely to be large and hostile street protests in Rome and later in Paris, now that the UN is playing a bigger role in Iraq, and since the Madrid train bombing sent a shock through the European psyche, political scientist Franco Pavoncello says Europeans are now asking themselves if they want a confrontational relationship with the U.S.
Is it a smart idea to face the future as European without the very strong long-term alliance with the United States? Is that something that it's in the interest of the Europeans, especially given the nature of Middle Eastern politics today, which is an area which is far closer to Europe than to America?
President Bush's other meetings at the Vatican with Pope John Paul II and other officials are causing more concern for the White House. The Pope has steadfastly opposed the war in Iraq, and in recent weeks, Vatican officials have railed against the Bush administration's handling of the situation. John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter says that the Vatican wants to use the visit to press the U.S. president to change course in his foreign policy.
I think the primary threat that the Pope perceives in the world today is the threat of a clash of civilizations along Christian Islamic lines. And he thinks that the primary ingredient stoking such a conflict is American foreign policy.
Allen says Pope John Paul's immediate concern is to ensure the safety of the dwindling numbers of Christians living in the Middle Eastern cauldron. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.